Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At the outset, two comments as an introduction. The comments that we are making are based on the text that was circulated last Sunday. Unfortunately, we were not in a position to review the consolidated text that was circulated last night. And here we would like to make another comment related to the Sunday's compilation. We believe that it is timely for us to base ourselves on the final document of the 8th Review Conference when we look at the document on article by article basis and use that and avoid changing the balance and the approach. And all of this with the need to keep the effective nature of our work in mind. And of course, the approaches of states parties can be different, and the texts of the previous review conferences reflect the texts that may enjoy consensus. So the text should be consolidated, and we should reaffirm the achievements of previous review conferences. We believe that the most effective way to move forward is to base ourselves on paragraphs 1 through 3 of the previous review conference and to try perhaps to add some language here instead of trying to change them. Now, on Article 1, we stress the importance to reaffirm in paragraph 1 of the 8th Review Conference. And here we believe the proposal made by the United States is quite relevant because it clarifies certain things. It is crucial to reiterate the importance of paragraphs 2 and 3 of the 8th Review Conference. And in connection with paragraph 3, we need to stress once again that the use of biological weapons is indeed a violation of Article 1. The proposal made by Ireland to broaden this consideration to the question of the threat of the use of biological weapons, that may run counter Article 1, is something that is interesting idea. And we also support the suggestion made by delegation of the United States related to the means of delivery of biological weapons that may also run counter Article 1. Now, also the idea that, as some delegations said, the proposals related to adding language to paragraph 4 of the review conference that was related to the release to open air of different biological agents. Now, the text by Brazil focuses on the ambiguity of texts in the past related to certain experiments related to convention do not cause a problem unless there is release of these agents. Well, this is an interesting idea, something that is contained in the proposal made by Brazil, and we can look at it in greater detail. And any additional considerations by Brazil related to that proposal would be welcome. Thank you very much.